Gambling-related crime rates in Macau rise sharply, Prosecutor General warns. Macau's top prosecutor has warned of a sharp increase in gambling-related criminality during the 2024-25 judicial year. Prosecutor General Tong Hiofong told reporters as he presented the Public Prosecution's Office's annual report that while the overall caseload edged down slightly, offenses tied to gambling jumped dramatically, a development he said threatens public security and the integrity of Macau's financial system. Prosecution figures and gambling-related offenses. The office recorded 15,204 criminal cases in the 2024-25 judicial year, a 2% decline from the previous period. Of those, 37,766 went forward to prosecution, and 11,113 were archived. Cases involving family and juvenile protection rose by roughly 13%, exceeding 1,000 incidents handled by prosecutors. Most notable was the surge in gambling-related crimes. 760 cases were registered, an increase of nearly 134% year-on-year. Tong attributed much of that rise to the criminalization and more intensive pursuit of unlicensed currency exchanges and so-called money-changing gangs, which alone accounted for some 410 cases. These operations have not disappeared. They have adapted and moved deeper into the shadows, Tong said. Strengthening public awareness, particularly among visitors, and tightening enforcement are both essential to protect Macau's residents and its financial reputation. Under the law to combat crimes of illegal gambling, which took effect on the 29th October, 2024, unlicensed money changing is treated as a criminal commercial activity, even when it occurs outside casino premises. Convictions can carry sentences of up to 5 years in prison, and the law empowers authorities to impose casino entry bans of between 2 and 10 years, as specified in Article 11. Law changes, enforcement, and next steps. Authorities are now balancing enforcement with outreach. Tong praised judicial staff for handling the heavier caseload, while urging government agencies to ramp up education campaigns aimed at visitors and frontline workers in the tourism and hospitality sectors. Macau's economy remains heavily reliant on international visitors who use the city's integrated resorts and gaming venues. The government has actively sought to broaden tourism offerings, most recently by promoting a medical resort at Studio City that integrates clinical services with resort amenities, a move officials hope will attract higher-spending tourists who access healthcare while visiting. Asked about the wider criminal landscape, Tong highlighted a resurgence in drug-related offenses, noting cross-border trafficking and synthetic drug use are increasing, even if total drug crime remains below pre-pandemic peaks. We are seeing a worrying uptick in synthetic substances and transnational smuggling, he said, urging enhanced cooperation with mainland and regional law enforcement. Independent analysts say the figures reflect both better detection and a genuine expansion of shadow economy activity. Marcus Leong, a Macau-based legal analyst, said, "The spike in recorded cases is partly a success story. Authorities are now treating formerly tolerated activities as criminal. But it also signals that criminal networks are evolving. We need targeted prevention campaigns for tourists and stricter controls at points of exchange. Looking ahead, prosecutors have called for continued interagency coordination, more resources for frontline policing, and sustained public education programs aimed at vulnerable groups, including young people and visitors unfamiliar with local laws." The Public Prosecution's Office has also signaled it will monitor the effectiveness of Article 11 measures and report back in future annual statements. Further reading: recent judicial statistics and the new anti-illicit gambling provisions will be reviewed by legal observers and industry stakeholders at forthcoming forums in Macau and the Greater Bay Area.
Authorities say updates on enforcement priorities will be published as they arise.